In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen. The Lord be with thee. And also with thy spirit. According to St. John, chapter 13, the following verses. And Jesus came unto Simon Peter, and saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do, thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith unto him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all clean. At every communion, we return to the first communion, to the memory of the first communion. In the words we read on that night in which Jesus was betrayed. Related to this is this text that I read from the first communion. Jesus told us, that not all of his disciples are clean. Jesus worked at that supper in a very surprising way when he took that job which did not belong to him. He started to wash the feet of the disciples. Peter prevented him. And Jesus said to this disciple, If I do not wash thee, thou hast no part with me. Washing the feet at that time, in those conditions, gave a picture of a dear service of which we can hear at these summer services, we can do to one another. Someone can let the parents of a large family to communion, babysitting the kids. These are valuable services. This practical job, Jesus wanted to teach something even more intense. He said to Peter, You do not understand this now, but you will understand it later. He spoke of cleanliness. Jesus used sometimes a guessing way of speaking, but later, as he promised, he spoke very clearly. A speech that sounds in a guessing way. He spoke to Nicodemus in the same way when he said, If someone is not born of the water and the Spirit, he cannot come into the kingdom of God. quickly, superficially, you can think that they are speaking of the holy baptism. It is good to separate this whence Jesus speaks of literal and clear words. At this service area, it has been spoken much of the significance of baptism and of the sacraments during these days. The clear understanding of this Christianity, the sacraments serve faith. They are used to strengthen faith. And the understanding of this, what is the portion coming in of a small child coming into this world, has been clear. He joins into the spring of Jesus' clear water. It is written, God was in Christ and atoned the world through him, with him. And he gave us the atoning word. All of the world, all the people, every person that comes into this world, sure, partakers of the inherited sin. That inherited sin has been defeated in Jesus' atonement work. Every person will be partakers of Jesus' cleanliness and cleaning when they come into this world as a child of God. And to strengthen the faith, there is also the union of the baptism, commitment of the baptism. And here Jesus spoke clearly. It occurred after resurrection, when Jesus, our Savior, revealed himself behind the locked doors. Take the Holy Spirit to those which you forgive sins. They receive their sins forgiven. And for those that you do not forgive, their sins are not forgiven. This was the explanation, the washing of the feet. Our Savior was a member of the Israel people. He knew the history of the people through the wilderness. There they had to take care of the washing of the feet. The Savior washed the feet of his disciples at the First Communion, and he also taught, and so you must do unto others, to one another. The words of the communion are according to the teaching of Paul. I have thought, did Paul talk about washing feet in the text to the Romans, in which he taught of the authority of the written word of God, that which was written before was written for us as a teaching, that we would have patience and comfort and hope through the Bible. Paul continues, patience and comfort of God, hopes that we would be united according to the will of Jesus. And he also gave a guidance. Take care of one another as Christ has taken you into his care for the glory of God. That simple caring of the soul, where a regular Christian can forgive one another's sins. It happens here in this communion service. And the Holy Sacrament encourages us that we quiet down at this memory, which is the most important. This Holy Supper was set for this memory, that our Lord Jesus Christ gave his own life before us for us. He suffered and died, and suffered the ridicule. God came down from heaven in his Son, and opened the way to heaven. This caring reaches out, as we can see in this text, unto all people that want to receive it. And it brings forth, as it says in the Bible, of rebirth, of washing. When a person who has lost their faith, when their sins are proclaimed forgiven, it is a strong experience when you can see it. And the remission of these sins, there are many of these who can forgive sins here at these summer services. Regular Christians, believing people, priests of the Holy Spirit. This great message travels down very low in our area. We remembered a person who passed away recently, who lived past a long illness. It had its own meaning. He told us that being in the hospital, he heard from the other bed, painful existence. And he said to this person, I can proclaim the forgiveness of sins. This believing sister, in this high office, in this highest calling that is upon this earth, and peace settle down in this room. This word has been kept available here at these summer services, and it is still spoken. Dear friend, here in the Christ congregation, in God's kingdom, it is good. There is good care. You can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And you can come unto the Holy Supper to remember this, which our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Let us remember this encouragement always in our mind, what our Lord Savior said at the First Communion. As I wash your feet, you do it also to others. Let us quieten down into confession. O thou most merciful, crucified Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me, a wretched sinner, and look upon me with thy eyes of thy compassion, as thou looked upon Peter when he had denied thee, and as thou looked upon the sinful woman in the house of the Pharisee, and as thou looked upon the thief on the cross. And grant me thy holy grace, that with Peter I would weep over my sins, with the woman which was a sinner I would love thee with all my heart, and together with the thief I could behold thy holy face in heaven forever. Amen. Be of a secure mind, for the Lord saith unto all doubting, even if thy sins are red, they will be white as snow. Even though they be purple red, they will be as white as clean wool. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, bless this communion festivity. Come and change the unbelief into truth, and strength into weakness into strength. Come there where the power of evil is affecting. Make this a joyous and a loving event.